Report: Joe Biden's DHS plans photo ID cards for illegal aliens freed into U.S. by John Binder on September 21, 2023. President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is reportedly planning to give photo identification ID cards to border crossers and illegal aliens before they are released into the United States. Leaked images of the photo ID cards for illegal aliens were first published by Adam Shaw at Fox News, showing space for the carrier's photo, a QR code, and information about the carrier, including name and age, similar to a driver's license or state-issued ID. The ID cards, part of a DHS pilot program, could be used by Transportation Security Administration, TSA, agents at airports or to access public benefits. When news of the ID cards leaked last year, officials with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency defended the program, saying, for provisionally released non-citizens, the digital modernization will provide ongoing access to important immigration documents through the secure card and connected portal. John Fabricator, a former ICE official and advisory board member at the National Immigration Center for Enforcement, NICE, told Breitbart News that the ultimate goal of the Biden administration is to limit illegal aliens' face-to-face contact with DHS agents as much as possible. It's a normalization of illegal immigration, Fabricator said. Laura Reese, director of the Heritage Foundation's Border Security and Immigration Center, told Breitbart News that House Republicans should act to stop the ID cards, among other things. Congress needs to get a handle on the Biden administration turning ICE into another social services agency for illegal aliens and return it to a law enforcement agency that enforces the laws Congress made, including detaining and deporting Biden's mass illegal alien population, Reese said. Through an expansive catch-and-release network at the U.S.-Mexico border, Biden is releasing, on average, more than 60,000 border crossers and illegal aliens into American communities every month. This is a foreign population four times the size of Martha's Vineyard. In total, Senator Ron Johnson, RY, estimates that Biden and DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas have welcomed 5 million border crossers and illegal aliens to the U.S. since early January 2021. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.